Virtual and augmented reality devices are not just being used for gaming. They are utilized in educational settings, healthcare, and even military training. Creating these realities takes a lot of computing power, so tracking the user's eye movements is used to lessen the computing load. Brendan David John, assistant professor of computer science at Virginia Tech, is the lead researcher studying how bad actors can use this data.
Your eye movements are revealing your age, just as your muscles age over time, your gender, based on the way that you look at certain things, and some of those kind of privacy, you know, things that don't feel comfortable, where it's like, do I look at certain folks the same way? Do I look at ads the same way? And it might change the type of content that shows up in my feed.
David John says as this technology progresses, the information gathered from gaze data becomes more valuable. So in their research, they are studying ways the different devices are vulnerable to attacks.
We're really trying to build kind of an experimental framework and a database of all these range of devices. But the more these devices that come out, the more software developers are making for it, the more combinations that we have to be ahead of and make sure that there's no extra vulnerability that we weren't paying attention to.
The U.S. National Science Foundation has awarded Tech $600,000. David John and Associate Computer Science Professor Bo G are leading the project, which they hope will better secure these systems. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.